Good morning, Albuquerque, and Happy New Year. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities as well as the organizations. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at GoLocalBoom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business online. Visit them online at RocketboxSEO.com. My first guest this morning is Melissa Sanchez. She is the executive director with the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year, everyone.
So Melissa's here to tell us about all the great things coming up with the ABQ West Chamber, as well as to give us a wrap-up of all the great things that happened in 2017.
Sure. So, well, first of all, I would just, again, thank you for having me on the show. It's pretty exciting to be one of the first guests you interview for the new year, as with the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce, we are under some new leadership, and there are a lot of great things that are coming for this year. But just to go back to the last year, so I took on this position as executive director interim back in June, and then it was made official in, I want to say, August. And since then, you know, we've kind of been just picking up where, you know, the previous executive director left off, and things have been running just as normal. So I'm excited for that, especially not really having very much experience in actually running a chamber of commerce, but working alongside the previous director, I did assist him in a lot of things, so that did help me out, and I'm just excited to get things going for this coming year. We have a lot in store for this year.
That's really exciting, and yes, definitely, congratulations for that. And Melissa did, I'm a member of the ABQ West Chamber with Chispas Performance Solutions, and Melissa was the behind the scenes prior to taking over this position. And then when the former director left and this opportunity presented itself, I mean, she really took the bull by the horn and just hit the ground running. So congratulations for
that.
Thank you. And so tell us what's coming up for 2018.
So 2018, you know, we had programs in place, set in place, but for this year, we want to focus more on adding value to membership. So we have a lot of events where, of course, we don't charge for anything. So with that, we want to make sure that members are getting value out of their membership, and we want to incorporate more educational workshops, more resources for those people that are just starting out in business, and signature events are coming up. I can't say exactly what they are, but we will have a couple of pretty big events that are coming up for 2018, which will probably be around June. There's a lot of stuff that needs to go into that first, planning and preparing, but we do have a lot of exciting events coming up in kind of a new taken a new direction. So I was actually doing inventory, you know, towards the end of the year. What did I set myself to do? I was part of the planning process for 2017 with the chamber. And just looking back at the notes that I took, some of the things that we had talked about, what we wanted to accomplish with the chamber was kind of reaching out to more young professionals. And we're on the right track with that. I do have on my team some young professionals that are willing to give their time and volunteer and assist and it's been great because we have a pretty wide demographic. So, you know, everyone is coming together and working together. And that's something that we really need. How do we get millennials to come together and, you know, identify themselves with the baby boomers or the Gen X. So, it's been great to see those two groups come together.
And that's something that's really important, I think, especially as we discuss and we recognize the importance of bridging the generational differences, because the boomers, Gen Xers, they bring so much to the table, as well as millennials. And so being able to provide opportunities through an organization like the Chamber for those people to interact, share ideas, collaborate ideally, and really get some intellectual capital investment, if you will, in those different opportunities. And so it's really exciting to hear that that's going to be a focus for the Chamber from an educational standpoint. But I also like what I heard you say in terms of increasing value for the members.
Right.
As a member of the organization, I can say clearly that it's been a value for me to be a member of the organization just because of the different events, and to know that it's going to be stepped up, if you will, or that you all are stepping up your game to increase that value is something that I really look forward to. And I know other businesses out there that are existing members, I'm sure, look forward to.
Right. Yes.
And those ones that aren't members yet. So if you aren't a member of the ABQ West Chamber, you don't necessarily have to be a business on the West Side, correct?
You don't. You don't have to be a business on the West Side. Our focus is, of course, to, you know, we want to be a part of the economic development and growth on the West Side, because really that's the Albuquerque grew on only one side of town. It grew on the East Side, and now all the room for growth is left on the West Side. So we are here to support that growth and development of the West Side. But we, you know, if you're not on the West Side, we're not going to turn you away. You most definitely are welcome to be a part of the West Side Chamber. But our main focus is the economic development and growth of the West Side.
Right. And that's smart. I mean, that's where to put the emphasis. The reality is, like you're saying, the growth was always on the East Side and now on the West Side as the West Side is growing. I'm a West Sider. It's nice to see that there's support out there for us as well.
Right.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Melissa Sanchez, the executive director of the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. And she gave us a recap of some of the main goals that they had for 2017 when she was part of the team as the membership director. Now she's the executive director, hitting the ground running and continuing with the momentum into 2018. So give us some insight into what's coming up for January and maybe even February, is just some of even the regular events that the ABQ West Chamber offers.
Sure. So next week we kick off our first event, which will be the Breakfast of Champions, which is a favorite event. It's a member exclusive event. You can attend as a guest your first time, but it's a really intimate event. So it focuses on building relationships, and building relationships is really important in business. So that's one event that we have. We also have our Community Builders Luncheon, which really focuses on, we bring in people from different organizations, city or in government elect officials, to kind of talk about business, how what they're doing affects business, and this gives the business owner the opportunity to address any concerns that they may have. Then we have our evening event, which is the networking. Actually, that name is going to change. It was called Networking on the West, but since a lot of our events really don't happen on the West Side, we're changing the name of that event, and haven't decided yet, but I'm narrowing down the name of that event. And we have a social media workshop that we do at the end of the month, and also a Above and Beyond, which is a referral network. So those are some of the events that have been put in place. There will be a couple of new events that are going to be coming up. They won't be monthly events, but we will have, you know, some great events for members.
And that's something, excuse me, that people can start to plan for now, beginning of the year, New Year's resolutions, goal setting, all of those kinds of things. And so to start planning ahead for those regular events, as well as the special ones that you all are planning to do, right?
Right. Yes, exactly.
All right. So the topic for the social media workshop, I'm interested in that. So that's coming up at the end of the month. What do you have a topic identified for that yet?
I believe so. I believe we are going to start off with LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a very important social network that you need to have. You must have a presence on it. If you are in business, you definitely want to be on LinkedIn. And I have a special guest. A lot of you know Patrick Baldonado, who is pretty well versed in LinkedIn, so he is probably going to be the one who will be facilitating that workshop.
Excellent. And is that for members only, or can anybody attend?
Again, it's a member exclusive event. You can attend one time as a guest. But yes, it is a member exclusive event.
Okay. So if you want to attend, you're welcome to contact me, send me a message at Go Local Boom or Krista at chispasforperformancesolutions.com, and you're welcome to attend as my guest. And ideally, my calendar's open on that day and I can attend as well. That doesn't always happen.
Yes.
It's a blessing and a curse, right?
It
you
is.
Want to have the business, but then you have to pick and choose what other events you go
exactly.
to.
Exactly. It becomes tough since we have so many events. I have to pick and choose on what outside events that I can go to that are not chamber related, but
right.
are important for me to attend.
So what about, and I know hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot with this, but one of the great things that the ABQS Chamber does is ribbon cutting events to support local businesses that are just starting. So are there any ribbon cutting events coming up in January?
I believe we have something coming up for the South Valley Event Center, which is, an event hall. They rent out the space for quinceañeras, weddings, baby showers, any type of special occasion. I believe the date is not set, but I believe that's the next one that's coming up. And a few others that, we have stuff that always come up, but the events, it's just coordinating with the business owner and making sure that it doesn't conflict with any other events going on. So that's kind of how we schedule our events. We want to make sure that there's not anything else going on so we can give them the great or the opportunity to have a great turnout.
Excellent. Well, stay posted on social media for those upcoming events, and I'll be in touch, of course, with Melissa and find out when those events are coming up, and I'll keep you posted as well. But as we wrap up the segment, I want to thank Melissa again for being a guest, the first guest of the new year. So thank you for filling that spot for us.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to having you back on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Well, this is Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with our next guest. Stay tuned. Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom Radio. Happy New Year. Happy 2018. Go Local Boom Radio, again, is where we celebrate local businesses, and we have another local business in the booth this morning. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes and conference keynote presentations, as well as breakout sessions and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com. My next guests, I have two guests this morning, same company, are Jamie Rashad and Jeff Allen with Calindo Creative. And Jeff was actually here last month, and so we have the duo here today. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So give us for those who didn't tune in last month, give us some background about what Calindo Creative is and what you're all about.
Thanks so much. So Calindo Creative is a full-service marketing agency, but we really specialize in digital marketing and e-commerce. We have about 15 years working in e-commerce, helping small businesses, artists sell online, and I think that's really, really important right now for people in New Mexico, for businesses, is how to get online, how to get your products online, your services, and how to market yourself effectively. So we help with all of that. I say full service because we also do branding and creative. We do social media, photography, videography. But really right now, I think it's all about e-commerce and getting folks online.
So for those people that are listening that have a business and are thinking, yeah, I'm not really bought into the whole online, or I'm not really sure how to approach it, what would you say to those individuals to help to, one, dispel any myths that they might have heard, and two, to get them past maybe that fear factor that is preventing them from stepping forward into the digital age?
I think going online, being on the web nowadays is less and less scary as we move forward, as it was 10 years ago. I think, we have these kind of devices in our pockets. They're kind of like Gutenberg presses where everyone can publish to the world at any given time. Most folks, most households have, two or more. So I think it's really important for businesses to kind of take advantage of the reach that you get from being on the internet, from having a website. I don't think that there's an argument anymore that you should have a site and you should be online or you should be on social media. I think the fear factor, I think, comes in to thinking about it as it's more of a technical type of thing. But, you know, like some skills with HTML, with coding, things like that, there's so many free sources to get information now on that. So I urge every single business, whether or not you're a tech person or not, go online, learn a little bit of HTML, learn a little bit of coding, because there's a lot of skill in that. And you can go out and be dangerous with it, and then you're going to feel a lot more comfortable.
And so with the HTML, that just gives me, not chills, the opposite. Like I get, you know, that cringe, because I'm not I specialize in soft skills. So that idea of getting into the technical piece and the HTML and the language and the coding and all of that, as much as I'm very left-brained in my approach to things, because I specialize in soft skills, whenever that recommendation comes up, I just want to throw my hands up and say, no, I don't want to go there. So
say hire Kalindo is what you want to say.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that too.
Because that's what we do, and that's our specialty. Is we will step in and we can assist you for that whole during that whole transition and in bringing your business up to the new age and giving you a good platform to sell your products online. And you know, everything is getting. Everybody is searching on their computer for things and searching on their phones for things and businesses and using Google to find businesses now, phone books. People never use phone books anymore. The only way people find businesses now is with your cell phones. Doing Google searches or Bing searches, Yahoo searches, and that's where we step in. And that's where every small business has to put an emphasis on getting their business seen. And you have to work on it. You have to have a nice online presence, and that's where we step in, and that's what we're really good at, is giving you a great presence online, refreshing your brand, and doing it in a way that's incredibly affordable for every small business.
And we're hyper focused on New Mexico, so I think that's something you don't really see often from some of the larger agencies. They say the money's elsewhere, the money's outside of the state, and you know you really need to focus there. But for us, what we've been finding is some of the best people, some of the best businesses are right here in New Mexico. But they struggle with awareness. So, one of the best jazz drummers is in town. One of the best potters is in town, making these beautiful ceramic pieces. He has a page on Wikipedia, but he doesn't have his own website. So that's really where we come in, and really where we're focused.
Well, and that's really important. And I think I probably exaggerated a little bit my ineptness, my ineptitude with online. But that whole idea of being able to hire a professional, a subject matter expert like yourselves, to take on the digital piece or the marketing piece is so very important, because I think a lot of small business owners like myself, I'm guilty of this, where we wear so many different hats, and being able to focus on what we do best and then bringing somebody else who does what they do best. And so that way there's that collaboration. I was just reading an article online, I think it was by Forbes.com, about the idea that the most successful people do very little within their businesses. In other words, they focus where in their zone of genius, and then they delegate everything else. They hire people to do everything else. And so that's how I see you, both of your expertise coming in for someone like me or another business owner, to be able to take away that which is not in my area of expertise.
And that's so true. And there's so many businesses, especially small businesses, that are relying on their employees to kind of run their social media or run their Facebook. And a lot of these people are younger people, maybe even teenagers, that have used social media, and they're not professional. And that's where we step in, is that, hey, you need to be able to hire some professionals to run these social media platforms, because it's the view of everyone for your business. Everyone is looking at these platforms and judging your business by the types of posts and the type of content you're putting up there. And that's what we do really well, is professional and engaging content that we design and put up ourselves. So we're really, really good at that and have a lot of expertise in that kind of work.
That's really important. So give us your contact information. Give us your website information, phone number, or whatever it is that you want people to use to contact you.
I think the best way to go is go to our website. Our website is www.calindocreative.com. And we have a form there you can fill out. You can also email us. You can email myself at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at calindocreative.com. You can always reach out and call us. We have a number, 505-417-1980. But the best is to go to our website, check us out, find us on Instagram. We're at Calindo Creative, also on Facebook as well.
Excellent. So calindocreative.com, as well as by email, and then the phone number, 505-417-1980.
Absolutely.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Jamie Rashad and Jeff Allen with Calindo Creative, and they are New Mexico-centric, if you will, focused on helping New Mexico small businesses gain a presence online through a full-service digital and just general marketing agency. And so one of the things that I like, and I've liked their page, and so I get things from them on social media, is that emphasis on local. And one of the things that I saw, interestingly enough, was something about Zuni Pueblo. Is that one of the people that you're working with currently or wanting to? Because I thought it was really informative, as well as something where I thought, oh, okay, the next time I'm thinking about a gift or something, I might consider the offerings that the creatives out in Zuni have available.
And so last year we went through a startup accelerator called Creative Startups, really great startup accelerator, and they're expanding quickly. They were working with Zuni and introduced us to this project, and it's something that it kind of lies in our core competency, is how to gather up groups of artists and get their skills together, get their marketing and prowess together, and build them a unified e-commerce site. And that's something we were calling community commerce. And so we're working with Zuni Pueblo doing that, and we have a few other projects. One is in Albuquerque, working with We Are the City. And so the benefit of that is, I think that, again, you have Zuni Pueblo, which is an amazing place. It's beautiful, rich with culture, rich with talent, artistic talent that's thousands and thousands of years. But they're really struggling getting online and selling their jewelry, their pottery, their fetishes. And I think what we're doing is trying to help enable that.
Well, and the whole idea of the community outreach, or the community effort to be able to, in that, like in a case like that, where you're bringing together not just one artist, but multiple artists and lots of talent within one community, to then be able to use the strength in numbers idea, if I'm getting the whole community idea correctly. But then it's also gaining that reach. And I think, Jeff, you talked about this when you were here last time, about that idea of not just getting the reach of one person, but then multiplying that, I don't know how many folds, but be able to get that reach out there a lot more quickly than you would if you were just working with one person at a time.
And one of the things that we're really excited about is that we're not just going in there and doing the work for them. We've started a great platform, and what we're doing, what Calindo's doing, is we're going in and we're going to teach them over the next couple months, and our goal is to hand this off to them so that they can manage it themselves down the road. So it's not so it's a whole education that we have planned for the people of Zuni that are working on this project, and eventually, you know, our job is to hand this off and to have the Zuni people working on this themselves and building this and keeping it going.
Well, and that's a really great approach, because then it makes it, that goes back to the affordability piece, right? They're not, you know, like stuck with just, okay, we're going to keep paying this company. And I don't see either of you as being the types that would just string people along to keep, you know, the paycheck coming in. But the idea that you're educating them so they can then take it and run with it, and ideally they'll bring in other generations or other artists that are continuing, because this isn't just one person or, like we said, multiple people. It's the whole family or it's the whole community that's involved. And so being able to have that sustainability, I think, is really important.
Yeah, we're really excited about that program.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. So we have about a minute and a half left in this segment. So share with us anything else you'd like to share about Kalinda Creative coming up for 2018.
So we've been working with some really great small businesses in town, entrepreneurs, a place called Fit Scrubs. They're from LA, brought back to Albuquerque. He is an inventor, amazing person. So I urge you to check that out, fitscrubs.com. But for us, you know, we're really, really excited about building this e-commerce ecosystem for New Mexico. And, you know, where we lie is finding the best marketing channel for your business. So we're offering a free consultation right now. So if anyone has a website, doesn't have a web presence and wants to contact us, please go to our website. We'll do a write-up for you and a presentation on how we can help.
Excellent. So again, give us your contact information one more time in case they didn't get it the first time.
Yes, you can find us online, www.calindocreative.com, or you can always email me at jeff@calindocreative.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for being on the show. And I was just told we have a few more seconds, so this is an opportunity for you to plug another client or anything else that
you want to share. The biggest thing that I want to emphasize is that anyone can afford us. I mean, we do jobs from $75 to $10,000. So, I mean, there's no job that's too small. So please, we challenge all small businesses. Come to us with your ideas. We love talking to small businesses. We love talking to passionate people. And please, just don't feel that marketing and hiring professionals is out of reach.
That's a great point to end on, because I think that's something that scares people away. And so this is an opportunity for that small business owner to have that professional presence and not have it be something else on their own to-do list.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you back again in the future.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host. We'll be right back with our next segment. Stay tuned. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Happy 2018. I'm Krista Benavides, your host with Chispas Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. If you want to improve your presence with social media and don't know what to do, where to start, contact Social Bee Social Media and they will get you on the right track. So my final guest this morning is me. I'm wearing two hats this morning. We had a last minute cancellation with a guest, so I get the opportunity to share some information with you about what we do at Chispas Performance Solutions. In particular, I'm going to be sharing with you what I call the 5 keys to professional communication. Why would this be important to you? Well, one of the most popular topics that I get called in from clients to facilitate classes, to design classes for, is on improving interactions among staff, from staff to customers, as well as even at the executive level, people on boards and wanting to improve their interactions among themselves to just be able to get more done. And so I felt it was appropriate to be able to share these keys with you, because not only can you apply them to professional situations, but all interactions that you're going to have with other people. And the reality is, unless we're living in a cave somewhere, we're going to interact with people, whether it's at the grocery store, our next door neighbor, the person on the phone with customer service. These 5 keys will help you to improve the message that you're wanting to communicate so that you are not only heard, but ideally you're increasing the chances of getting what you want out of the interaction and creating a win-win interaction. So the 5 keys to professional communication, and I hope you have your pen or pencil ready or your computer so you can take notes on this. So the first key is to have a confident tone of voice. So what does that mean? Well, a confident tone of voice means that people that you are interacting with are able to hear you and understand you with clarity. In other words, you're not getting feedback from someone who says, "What did you just say? I couldn't hear you." Or, "Would you speak a little bit more loudly?" Or, "Would you slow down?" Having a confident tone of voice encompasses all of those keys to be able to get your message across so that the person receiving your message receives it well. And so one of the things that you can do to check whether or not you have a confident tone of voice is first to smile as often as you can. Smile. Now, a genuine smile, not a Cheshire Cat smile or something that's not genuine, because a smile, one, helps to open up your mouth and improve your posture, which is going to help the words come out more confidently, as well as be able to improve your interaction with people. And speaking of a confident tone of voice, if you hear another voice in the booth this morning, it is my son. I have a host in training this morning with me, my four-year-old son, Andres. Do you want to say hi, Andres? ¿Quieres decir hola? Now he's being shy and not wanting to talk, of course. So anyway, another way that you can check yourself, in addition to your smile, is to check the three P's. What are the three P's? The three P's are pitch, power, and pace, meaning check the octave of your voice. Are you high-pitched or are you too low-pitched? We as women, and I have often coached women in this area, in terms of bringing down the pitch of their voice so they'll be taken more seriously, especially under high-stress situations. The pitch of women tends to go up when under stress. So if you're a woman, you can check yourself for that. For men, their pitch can be sometimes too low, which can come across as intimidating. And so you might want to bring it up a little bit. And often a smile can help remedy a pitch that's too low. Power. Power is the forcefulness with which you speak. So sometimes people call this speaking aggressively or assertively. I like to think of it more as the power, the emphasis that you put behind words, behind power is the best way to say it, because the more emphasis you place, as well as the confidence that you have, and it goes back to the confident tone of voice, that's going to improve the message that you're delivering. And then if pace is the rate of speed at which you're speaking. Some people speak very, very quickly, and they're understood, but sometimes they're not. And so if you're not being understood and pitch and power are okay, check yourself to see if your pace is on track. It's often a good idea, and a recommendation that I'll give you is to model the pace of the person with whom you're interacting. So if the person with whom you're speaking is speaking at a little bit slower pace than you might normally speak, slow it down. If they are speaking a little bit more quickly, then pick up the pace. So pitch, power, and pace are three areas that you can check to see whether or not you have a confident tone of voice. Well, a question often comes up, Krista, I don't know how I sound. People often tell me I sound a particular way. How do I sound? Well, the best way you can check yourself is to record yourself. When you are recording your outgoing message on your voicemail, for example, play it back. How do you sound? Do you sound the way you want to sound? If not, adjust it. And one of the easiest ways to adjust how you sound is, again, to smile. It gives you a more positive sounding tone, and that's going to be better received by the people with whom you're communicating. So that's number one. Number two is I before you, meaning the letter I. I before you. One of the places where people often give me feedback in terms of where they struggle with their communication is being perceived as aggressive. And oftentimes, a switch of starting statements with the word I instead of with you can take that perception away. So anytime that you're communicating with someone, do your best to come from the position of I. For example, in a business setting, if you are expecting a report from someone and you haven't received it, when you're giving that person feedback about it, it's best to say something like, Mike, I haven't received the report yet. When can I expect that from you? Instead of, Mike, you haven't given me the report yet. When can I expect that from you? Even though the tone of my voice pretty much stayed the same in both situations, in the second one where I'm saying you didn't give me the report, it can come across as accusatory, judgmental, and negative. And so it's best to start from the position of I. The other thing that the I message does is it puts accountability where it belongs, which is on you, the communicator. So same thing, I often see this or hear this in movies. You make me so happy. Well, nobody makes you happy. You choose it yourself. So I am happy because X, Y, and Z. I'm happy because you made me dinner. instead of you made me happy. And that's actually a whole other subject in terms of choice and so forth. But I'll leave it at that in terms of making sure that you're communicating from the standpoint of I. So I before you is number two. Number three is to say what you're going to say without apology. And this really goes back to reiterating number one, which is having a confident tone of voice. Sometimes people have a tone of voice that is apologetic, even if they're not apologizing for anything. And so check your pitch, power, and pace, as well as your message, to make sure that it is clear and what you want it to communicate. There's no need to apologize by saying, I'm sorry, or even having an apologetic tone, unless the situation calls for it. And if it does, you can also say, instead of I'm sorry, or taking out the tone, I apologize for, or my apologies regarding. Comes across more professionally, and you're not demeaning or devaluing your statement by saying I'm sorry or having an apologetic tone. So that's number three. Number four is to be clear, specific, and accurate. And often this one comes up when I'm speaking with clients or doing classes where the subject of delegating comes up and giving instruction. And it comes up here because often I'd say, okay, be clear, specific, and accurate when you're giving instruction. And so I often have people do an exercise where they will write out instructions on how to do something, and they get to choose what it is. And oftentimes what happens is there are don't statements in there. In other words, don't forget to push F7, or don't forget to turn off the lights before you leave the building. There's a lot of don'ts. Well, the reality is, don't statements are not clear. You're simply telling someone what you don't want, and you're leaving it up to the person to interpret, or worse, guess what in fact you do want. So take out the don't, be clear, specific, and accurate. So if we go back to giving instructions for how to do something, instead of saying, don't forget to hit F7, remember to hit F7. Remember to turn off the lights before you leave the building. Please make sure to have this by 2 o'clock. Remember to feed the cats before you leave. See, so you're putting it in the sense of, or clearly communicating what you want rather than what you don't want. So that's number four, being clear, specific, and accurate with what you want. And then finally, number five, the fifth key to professional and effective communication is to state or request, not demand. In other words, you want whatever you're saying or you're requesting to come across as such, simply a statement or a request, not a demand. And oftentimes the demand is perceived when you use the word you at the beginning of your statement. You need to have this to me by 4 o'clock. Even though my tone isn't necessarily harsh, the fact that I've started with the word you can be perceived as someone as, oh, she's very demanding. Instead, I would like this on my desk by 4 o'clock. Or I expect this by 4 o'clock. Obviously, the person still has the opportunity to deny or to satisfy your request, but at least you're doing your part on your side by the way you're communicating the message to make sure that it is professional and clear rather than demanding. So the five keys: confident tone of voice, I before you, state without apology, be clear, specific, and accurate, and state or request, not demand. So, of course, that is the very abbreviated version. Oftentimes that will take, about 30 to 45 minutes in a session because I include activities, etc. But I did want to give you a sneak peek into that so that you can start using it in your daily life to improve your outcomes and your communication with other people. So as I wrap up this segment, please make sure to visit me at chispasperformancesolutions.com. You can also send me a message on Go Local Boom on the Facebook page, as well as my own Facebook page, Chispas Performance Solutions on Facebook. And send me your questions. If you have questions or you have a business that you want classes for, that's definitely something we do. Everything is customized and tailored for your specific needs. Thank you again for tuning in for this segment of Go Local Boom Radio. We'll be right back with the show wrap-up. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. thank you so much for tuning in, and happy 2018. Hope you've had a good week into the first week of the year so far. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions, your host. And we had some great guests this morning. Our first guest was Melissa Sanchez, the Executive Director with ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. And what a great community partner we have in the ABQ West Chamber. I mean, they really do a lot to support small businesses, especially on the west side, but you don't have to be located only on the west side. But they have a lot of great events, and some of the ones, if you didn't catch that in the segment, they have their Breakfast of Champions. That's a morning event, typically from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. They also have Above and Beyond Networking, which is a referral event. Those are both members-only events, but if you know it, a member, you can attend your first event for free before having to join, so you can check it out, which is also nice. They also have at the end of the month a social media workshop, and Melissa identified that it looks like the topic for this month's workshop is going to be on using LinkedIn. And LinkedIn, as she identified, is a social media platform specifically for businesses. It's targeted for large and small businesses, professional to professional interactions. And so if you want to learn more about that, check out the workshop that's coming up. You can also go to the ABQ West Chamber website for all of their events. They also have a monthly business builders luncheon, as well as an evening event. It used to be called Networking on the West, but it's going to be changing because the events aren't always on the west side, which just shows that they've got a wide reach throughout the city with their membership, as well as the people that attend their events. So again, that was Melissa Sanchez with the ABQ West Chamber of Commerce, and you can find out more about them on social media as well as their website. Our second guest were from Calindo Creative, and it was Jamie Rashad and Jeff Allen. And Jeff, if you remember, if you tuned in last month, was here talking about Calindo Creative. They're a relatively new business, which is really exciting that they chose our show to launch, if you will, their public presence in terms of the community and letting people know that they're out there. But Calindo Creative is a full-service marketing agency that particularly specializes in e-commerce and digital marketing. And so they were sharing with us some of the work that they've done with their clients, as well as a community initiative that brings together, in the example that they gave, artists from a particular community to help them get the strength in numbers that's often needed to get visibility online, as well as throughout the state, country, etc., to move them out of just their local areas. And they can be contacted at 505-417-1980. And their website is Calindo, C-A-L-I-N-D-O, Creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E.com. And you have Jeff at CalindoCreative.com. You also have Jamie at CalindoCreative.com. For all of your marketing needs. And then, of course, our final guest was yours truly with Chispas Performance Solutions. And again, sharing with you some of the important aspects to professional and effective communication. And so I'll give you those just briefly once again, the five keys to effective and professional communication: having a confident tone of voice, using I before you, stating without apology, being clear, specific, and accurate, and stating or requesting rather than being demanding. And I have my little four-year-old host in training that's being a little demanding right here, if you can hear his voice in the background. So I get to practice being patient and confident with him as well as in the air. So Andres, do you want to say hi to our listeners this morning? He's shaking his head no. But he has something that he's just itching to tell us. So I don't know what that is. It must be a secret just for mommy. So I'm wishing all of you the best start to 2018. And he's asking me when we're leaving. And we're going to be leaving in about a minute. So this show, of course, is brought to you by our main sponsor, Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque. For all of your website and SEO needs, make sure to visit the guys or contact the guys at Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque. They will get you seen online to launch your business online. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I hope that you're back next week. Please share us. Tell your friends and neighbors about us. Tune in next week. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides. I'll be here next week.